Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And very excited about having our good friend Joel Ababa back on the show. Joel is the franchise king. He is one of the top franchise experts on the planet. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner, which is brand spanking new, only out in the last couple of months or so. We helped him launch this back the last time he was here. I guess that was in December. And he's here to talk to us about what you need to know before you sign that franchise agreement. Joel Ababa, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Boy, coming in after Ramon, I better keep my energy level low.
That's exactly before, right.
You know, it's like having too much caffeine, you know.
I know. He loves you to sleep, doesn't he? Yeah, yeah, he's talking about Ramon Ray, folks, who was just on the show. Hey, Joel, I know that one of the things that you do is you try to help people be as effective and productive as they can be and successful when they buy a franchise. And obviously, you'd like to be able to get people in the early stages so you can kind of help them sort of a franchise 101 kind of thing by the numbers and walk them through and help them make the process more successful. But if in case they've gotten to the point where they're ready, they're basically way beyond that. Now they're ready to sign the contract. If you bumped into somebody like that right now and they're saying, okay, I'm going to sign the contract tomorrow. And then they actually said to you, what do I need to know? What else should I check? What would you tell them?
I would make sure that they really, really asked the right questions of the current and former franchisees of the system they're thinking about investing in. It is amazing. I've had numerous people after seminars that I've given, live seminars, come up to me and say, boy, I never thought of calling franchisees.
Huh.
And I said, what?
That's incredible.
So I'm really, really focused on the due diligence part and making sure that potential franchisees ask the tough questions of the franchise owners that are going to be, you know, they're brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I started
other franchisees,
yeah,
other buyers of.
Yeah. Right.
Let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Last week I had Jim Wassel on, who's one of the leaders over at ServiceMaster.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of the great franchising organizations in our country. Great story, great American story.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, absolutely, folks, if you're going to buy a franchise from us or anybody else, talk to several. I mean, he was basically demanding that.
Good.
You know, I mean, and I appreciated him saying that. Not that he wouldn't. I didn't think he would. But I mean, here's a guy selling franchises, and he's saying, call our other franchisees before you buy one of ours, and talk to them.
Yeah, it's important. I recommend talking to 10 to 15 different franchisees.
Wow.
At least. And asking them tough questions. One of the questions that people really never think of asking includes something like, if, you know, would you ever do it again? If you had the chance, would you be in the same franchise?
Mm-hmm.
Is this,
if you could do it all over again, what would you do?
Yep. Knowing what you know now, is this the one you would have chosen?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to ask my wife that question, but I would ask another fellow franchisee that question.
That's what I've heard. So I launched a website a couple days ago called BeforeYouSignIt.com.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason, because you know, as hard as it is to believe, a lot of people don't want help during this process.
Well, you might tell them something
amazing.
That's going to burst their little bubble.
Yep. Ego comes into play, and also, you know, the ether might start disappearing from their lungs,
right,
and they
right.
might have to face reality
right.
and say, well, maybe I did miss one or two things, or maybe I'm just buying this thing on emotion because it's hot, and they don't want someone to tell them. And that's not why I created the service. I'm not there to burst their bubble. I want to make sure that they haven't missed a thing.
Eyes wide open.
Yes.
Warts and all.
I'm not going to try to talk someone out of doing something. I just want to make sure that since they've never done this before, they don't miss anything.
There are no unblemished deals, ladies and gentlemen. There are no unblemished businesses. There are no unblemished opportunities. Everyone has warts. If you haven't found the thing that you're looking at, then you haven't done your job and you're not ready. And that's what Joel does if you're looking for a franchise. Say that quickly. What's the website again, Joel?
It is beforeyousignit.com.
Quick break. We're going to talk about lady franchise owners after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.